I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good guys. Very funny Christmas time laugh.
He's brought the dogs.
Enjoyment is fun.
Hello and welcome to Reminding You Why You Love Football, a Mundial podcast that makes someone feel like this. It's funny, it gives you the feels, it gives you nostalgia hits. I just feel bad for the other football podcasts. Because not only is this the best one, it's also not even close.
Wow.
Do you know what? I think this podcast is quite good.
It is.
But some of the things that people review, they really like it, don't they?
It means the world.
Tom Langfield, that was.
They do keep on coming, don't they?
Yeah, they really like it. Yeah,
in the DMs as well, on Instagram.
Not enough, I would say.
Yeah.
But good.
The people who do listen to it really like it, don't they?
Yeah, we've got as many ratings as Stick to Football.
Because, for instance...
I had a look last night.
Really?
This is a good point, yeah.
For instance, yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and during most of them they say, please write in, subscribe, write a review, it really helps us. And I never do.
I've done it a lot more since I realised how important and effective it was.
Yeah, I've started doing it. I'm out there on a Google reviewer as well.
Are you?
Local guide. I'm not.
what I mean by it is just really nice.
And thank you.
I don't read the reviews. I just hear them when you read them out at the start of the show.
Which is double for you, isn't it, then?
Yeah.
Mm. Not only great reviews, but your favourite broadcasting voice.
My favourite orator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what would be a really good episode?
What?
None of the sections. The four of us just riffing like this. Just fucking 45 minutes, us riffing.
How many people with extreme and undiagnosed neurodivergence does it take to make a podcast? We stuck four of them in a room to find out.
Yeah.
And three of them have started drinking again. They haven't.
Four mad cunts.
No, they haven't.
Four beautiful mad cunts.
I'm not joking. This could be a great Christmas special.
You mean now?
Yes.
No, tomorrow, you bellend. Of course he means now.
To do it now? I thought you meant for a
future. I'll be honest, I'm quite tired.
I'm up for it.
What, you just want to chat?
Yeah.
You just want to...
Christmas special.
You just want to shoot the breeze?
Fuck yeah.
Hey, I'm Noel Gallagher. Let's start talking about Noel Gallagher.
Eat the pie.
Set the timer. I'll happily listen to that man talk about music forever.
And songwriting.
Whether you dislike the music or not. I don't give a shit what he thinks about football.
Do you call him the Chief?
No, I don't call him the Chief.
That's his nickname, isn't it? Noel Gallagher's self-appointed nickname?
Yeah. You don't have to call people their self-appointed nicknames, do you?
No, it's like Paul Ince.
No.
With the government.
No one calls you the Beast anymore, for instance.
It wasn't self-appointed. The Leopard gave me that nickname.
Who's the Leopard?
Richard David Thomas, the Naughty Leopard, gave me the nickname O-Beast at an afters once for talking in my sleep.
Who else? Who else was on that trip? Pill Clinton.
Pill Clinton is the best nickname of anyone I've heard for a long time.
Is this
a real nickname?
This is connected to football. It's about our newsletter, The Hat Trick. If you haven't signed up yet, sign up. Brilliant. Yeah. Owen wrote about going to Ibiza.
Owen, put that fucking laptop down.
Are we doing this? Yeah?
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm up for a bit of fun.
Fuck it, yeah.
Christmas special, and we're all sat round and we're all bored of our families. Seb, what's the greatest goal you've ever scored?
Laptop closed.
The greatest goal I've ever scored.
Fuck.
Glasses off. Tops off.
Cool, that is a question.
But, go on then, James. What's the greatest goal you've ever scored?
The greatest goal that I've ever scored was when I was 21, 22. After I graduated from university, I went back and played for the university's old boys team. So all the alumni, and I played for the seconds. And it was a decent standard. Played on a Saturday across London. I played the small guy to a big guy from Stoke up front, Gibbo, and our whole tactic was that we'd blast the ball. The defenders would blast the ball up to Gibbo.
Hit Gibbo.
It would come off like his fucking shoulder, his knee, his ankle, or whatever, and I would run through. I'd be one on one with the goalie, and I'd score. I was quicker than the defender.
You just stay 5-10 yards near him.
I scored 21 goals that season, doing exactly that. But I remember very clearly one afternoon, right, we had a throw in. I would say in line with the 18-yard box on the right-hand side. And I made a late run. Ran to the edge of the area, called the throw-in. He throws it perfectly to my chest. Defender's rushing here. I chest it.
Oh, we've spoken about
it. Over the defender.
We love chest.
Yeah, yeah.
And then first time volleyed it from 10 yards in line with the edge of the 6-yard box into the fucking far corner, top corner. Like, bang, bang. It was an exception.
You still think about it?
I still think about that goal quite a lot. I think about me playing football constantly.
Yeah. So since I've started playing again, I've started doing the same.
This is why I want you to start playing again, I know your knees.
No, but you're asking me to just essentially consign myself to pain and misery. Mm.
I think it would make you less miserable.
No, it wouldn't.
No.
It would for the hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not for the 2-3 weeks afterwards.
Can't they put something in there?
Hey.
My knees kill me when I...
The bionic man.
Some, I don't know, double-sided sticky tape.
Maybe I'll siphon out some of your goblin blood and inject that into my knee and see what happens. But
blood doping with James Bird.
We talked once on this podcast about seeing yourself play football.
Yeah.
And it's just reminded me of... we had a game once and it was sort of that youth club team I talked about, and there was a video camera at the youth club. So we filmed it, just one static camera on the side. And when we watched it back, there's two things I remember from that game. One, because it was hurting me this morning, I injured my big toe in that game with one of the lads from that Ibiza pitch you were talking about a minute ago, James. Bub, midfield metronome. Me and him, he broke my toe basically.
Friends with Pilkington. Yeah.
And Dibber and the Leopard and Flex and the Pirate and the Bulldog / the Bullfrog / Dirty Dave.
This is so...
Yeah. If anyone listening and you haven't read if you haven't subscribed to our paid newsletter or don't get our paid newsletter, The Hat-Trick, as part of your magazine subscription, I wrote a piece about playing football in Ibiza, which also reminded me of that scene in Ricky Gervais' Afterlife and the outtakes of that where they bump into Paul Kay and that in the pub.
Yes.
And he's like, these are my boys.
Ratty.
Yeah. The Nonce. He's got other nicknames. He's not just the Nonce.
Jamie Redknapp.
They don't just say Jamie Redknapp.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I didn't remember that.
They just say Jamie Redknapp. Yeah.
Shitnuts. Billy the Cunt.
Billy the Cunt.
AIDS. Anyway, it was a bit like that, but...
Billy the Cunt.
There is just one where he says AIDS. But
there is, yeah.
But I saw him... The ball came to me from a throw-in, and it bounces. I knew I'd done this in the game, but I said, basically, I got the tape before anyone else and fast-forwarded to it. And the ball bounced. I took it on my chest. I flicked it over someone's head and hit it on the volley with the outside of my foot. And it missed the top corner and crashed into the cage behind. And I watched it about 300 times because I'd never seen myself play football before. No camera phones, none of that shit, nothing.
Of course,
it changed the way I thought about myself as a footballer.
In a good way.
But I ran more like Luis Suarez.
Okay.
Now I've seen it now, looking back, and I was a bit more lent forward than I thought, but it was a fucking belter.
It's amazing to watch yourself play football.
I will say in a match because I scored an overhead kick almost the same as Yuri Djurkov's, that famous one for Inter, from the side.
Yeah,
and my dad was there, and he could attest to it. It was against Telford Jacks, who were a fucking rough team.
Ooh.
Rough team Telford Jacks were.
Some very rough teams in Telford.
Oh, yeah.
It bounced. I charged the ball down on the edge of the box and block tackled the defender, and the ball bounced and went over like that. So I followed it and it bounced again. And as it bounced, I jumped and overhead kicked it from the angle and it went in. I went fucking bananas.
Get in.
So I tried them a lot and they don't, it's hard to do. And I think I might have said this before I went off at half time. I said, "Did you see that?" And he went, "Yeah, what about the two easy ones you missed?"
Oh, yeah.
And I just went, "Oh, fuck off."
I
cheers.
And then didn't have nowhere to go because there wasn't a dressing room. I just had to go and sit down over there. Yeah. It was under 18, so I was like a bloke.
Yeah. But in actual games, in actual 11 aside, because I was either a right back, centre back, or defence midfielder, I only scored one ever goal. I started playing at under eights.
What do you mean one ever goal in a game?
I only scored one goal in a game
ever.
Yeah, out of like... No, but I was playing... This is the late 90s, early 2000s, where a fullback, I didn't get beyond...
Oh, and you'd be playing for the Goose Park Rangers at this time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, Saha Colts, yeah. Which Joe Hart also played for, a couple of years older. The Goose Park Rangers, down at Goose Park. And
led by the Gooser.
It had always been talked about, like, when's Tommy going to score his first goal? I'd got player of the season the year before.
Dad's the manager.
No.
I'm joking.
He managed Rich's team.
I know, I'm joking.
I got player of the year before, which I remember because I was the smallest lad in the team. And the striker, who was a new signing, scored 60 goals. And he, when they were announcing the player of the season, he stood up to get the award. And I was sat next to him and they said, Tom Stewart. And I fucking stood up and he had to sit back down. It was amazing. So, but I hadn't scored a goal anyway.
I'm going to ruin that for you a little bit because what happens there between the coaches is they say, well, it fucking should be him.
Yeah.
He's had the 60 goals. And what about
Tom? No, well, he got...
And what about Tom? He turns up every week. He's not that good. And we know he isn't, but we're going to give him the award.
No, anyway. I didn't keep crying at halftime.
Yeah. No, it wasn't... It wasn't the club man. I didn't get the club man. I got the manager's player.
Oh yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
No, that's the club man, the most improved.
I've been a manager. Yeah, well, I'll give him manager's player because he can't get.
Oh, I was so good. No, I was mint that season.
Give it little Stewart.
Give it little Tom. Give it little Tommy Cratchit.
Short ass,
Tommy.
Short ass, or Tommy Gunn in a patronising way.
Give it little Tommy Cratchit. Look, anyway, he's at the window. When malnourished. He's got his calipers on.
The only goal I scored. I scored more own goals than I scored actual goals. It's a bit like Jamie Carragher. But the goal I scored...
Manager's player.
Fucking hell, come on, let me have it. I was 10 yards out. I toe-punted it. It took a bobble over the keeper. And the joy, and my mum started crying. I ran over to the sides, gave my mum a big hug because I'd never scored. But
how old are you at this point?
13, 14.
Oh, but Dad... Big developmental stage. Seb?
I'm going to go back to...
Way back.
The white... Hot heat of the Royal Hospital School Gymnasium, which is surrounded by wool bars and crash mats.
You're not allowed in there anymore, are you?
For those who don't know, Seb went to a military boarding school, not because he's posh.
No.
Because his stepdad was in the Navy, so he got the chance to go there for free and get the fuck away from Yeovil, so he did. Fair play to him.
Couldn't say it any better. But yes.
Well, I've heard you fucking tell it enough times. I should be able to say it by now.
But it's always the asterisk. Yeah, I went to boarding school, but...
I am poor.
Yeah.
You are the least boarding school person...
Product.
I have ever met.
No, he's not. You're least boarding school than him.
Oh, okay, sorry. The least...
Someone who went to a
boarding school, yeah.
Well,
you're not very...
Shh, up with the lads, eh?
All the lads.
Boarding school was the greatest part of my life.
Biscuits and...
Please don't leave me out.
Soggy biscuits. No, I'm going to take you back to the white... And honestly, this place... I'm thinking about it now. It's like...
Is this a real match?
It's surrounded by wool bars and gym mats, and everyone sort of stands or is hanging onto the wool bars to watch the five... There was a year-into-year five-side tournament.
A bit like at the Bombonera.
There was an... it was mad. Bizarrely, yeah, in Suffolk. There was an inter-house five-side tournament.
Okay.
And I was in the Cornwallis house. We went into it, didn't expect him too much. And I thought I was all right. I didn't play for the first team. I played for the reserves in our year. So I was captain of our house team. So we didn't have the best team. But somehow we ground it out. And in the semi-final, we got to semi-final and I was like, fine, we'll get beat here because there was a couple of handy players on the other team. And I scored... And again, a rare foray up front because I know we played at the back.
Go on, little son.
And I scored. And in front of the goals, there were two red mats.
Yeah.
Because it was a hardwood floor.
Yeah.
Like the sort of floor that you'd mark. You had to have non-marking shoes on and all that, but no one bothered. But and the ball hit the mat, and like a bit like when Letitia did it to Tim Flowers, and it bounced over the.
Yeah, ball. Yeah.
It did that to the mat. And it was that, but that we won 1-0 to get into the final.
Go on,
which we then won.
White.
And honestly, it was like the people. There was loads of 12, 13-year-old kids all the way around the outside shouting and cheering because it was like a bit of fun, you know.
House tournaments, man. They get hot.
It was unbelievable.
They
and I haven't thought about it for a long time. But now you mentioned that is that's my favourite goal.
I love that.
if you on this Christmas special had to wear one shirt now, one replica shirt, what you're wearing? I'm going to go to Tommy first.
No, actually,
I'll go to Birdo first because he's going to explode.
I've just got a question. Is it to wear in the studio now, or is it what we'd be wearing at Boxing Day?
If you could be wearing any replica shirt in here now, what is your GOAT, James? What is your number one? Your numero uno? If Classic Football Shirts could send us you one shirt now to paper your body with, what would it be?
Is there a stipulation of it being another club other than our own, or can it just be any?
If you pick a Man United shirt, I'll sack you.
Okay.
And there's no point me picking the Yeovil shirt that I've spoken about in the mag before.
I mean, the Dortmund Champions League winning shirt.
97.
The Di Continentale, light green, black, the Nike sportswear logo. It's incredible.
Green?
It's bright green. Would you say yellow?
Right.
It's almost certainly yellow.
Their club
name. I'm colourblind, but I can definitely tell you it's
their club name.
I know what you mean, James. It's virgin on luminous, but it is yellow. Yellow.
You're virgin on the ridiculous.
I know Dortmund are yellow. I know the yellow wall. We've been. Me and you have been.
But they're definitely famous.
I think it's green.
Yellow. It's one of the most yellow things I've ever seen. A luminous.
It's yellow. I mean, they're famous. When we went to Puma recently, you can't be colourblind yellow. It's red and green. When we went to Puma recently, they were like, yeah, you know, they are very trenchant and they like to wear only yellow and black. And occasionally they go do a black one and sometimes a white one. But
this is like the dress, isn't it?
They've not had a green one.
Shade. Maybe there was something wrong with the bloody TV and Wolves.
What would yours be?
Mine one. It's got to be the third shirt from Italia 90.
Oh,
it just raises so
you
many...
have mentioned it before. Yeah.
I have that's mentioned right. that. That's cheating, isn't it?
No, that's all right. We get to show that great picture of little Sebi in the shirt.
Yeah, I think it sums up a time in my life. It sums up it combines the two loves of my life, music and football. And I just think it's. I never get.
I thought
you were
going to say Italia 90.
Sums up my three loves: Italia 90, football, and music. But it's just it would never not. Take me to a certain place or make me think
green.
Of something else.
To be honest, there it does.
It's yellow, mate. Tommy, what shirt would yours be?
We can't get into this. This is only going to end one way.
Harry Shearer, Spinal Tap, Shrewsbury Town.
Long
sleeve blue and yellow. Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what? I've seen pictures of it. I've seen it. I've never seen Spinal Tap.
What?
I've never seen it.
Haven't you?
For no other reason, not
arguably,
deliberately.
Watch it ASAP. Watch it on Boxing Day. Yeah, if not the funniest film of all time.
It's right up your street.
Yeah, yeah.
It's where The Office came from.
I haven't
it's
deliberately set out not to
no,
watch
I know.
It. It's just for whatever reason I haven't.
You will love it.
Owen.
What about you?
What's yours?
What about you?
I think I know.
Go on.
I think Holland 88.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is a...
That would be the one. Just because of the vivid memories I have of it. I think it felt like the first international tournament I fully remember being invested in. I do remember 86, but I was sort of in and out. But that one was like, I was full in
my... Van Basten?
Yeah, posters everywhere, sticker books, fucking everything. Yeah. But Hullet. I fell in love with Ruud Hullet because of that.
And the shirt still looked like it was from the future.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
It was. Just the whole kit was great. The white Adidas shorts with the orange fucking stripes and just an absolute belt. And there's better kits I may prefer now, but that would be the one.
Yeah, yeah.
The absolute one. But the sadness of it, if it was here now, Birdo would think it was fucking blue.
it would. Well, I think the away one was blue, wasn't it? With the same pattern or a third one or whatever. But that was... England went into that tournament favourites, remember? Let's never forget this.
What, 88?
88. Well, England went in as favourites.
Bobby Robson, manager, yeah.
Yeah, they were fucking...
They were absolute...
Crap.
Yeah, I mean, it did turn out that Gary Lineker had hepatitis.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But
was there any big shock drops from that tournament? Yeah. Like, people who didn't get picked?
Yeah. An acute case of racism.
Yeah, yeah.
And the tests are back.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns.
Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just a quick note for the listeners. This Christmas special episode was very much impromptu, and it was recorded 2 days before the very sad passing of Terry Venables. And to be fair, we've left it in because it shows that Terry Venables was in our thoughts, you know, and it isn't just a thing that we've done off the back of him passing away. He was already in our thoughts, and he was obviously one of the very best. So rest in peace, LTEL.
Can I ask a Christmas-based football question? In the theme of our, if you've listened to our earlier episodes, Dream Blunt Rotation, what about Dream Christmas, ooh, Dream Football Christmas Dinner?
Oh, that's a nice one.
I don't mind it, Tommy.
So for, let's say,
for the reminding me I love football Christmas dinner.
So it's going to be us four.
Yeah.
Us four.
We're all there. We're there.
So we've got to think about the chemistry.
Look out. How happy Owen is thinking about that.
Tell the listeners what Owen's doing, James.
He's closing his eyes. He's got his arms crossed. And now he's scrunching. So the picture is, it's Boxing Day.
Yes.
There's quite a lot of football going to be on the telly.
Yes.
Me and Owen. Owen's helping me cook in the kitchen.
But he's who's Sue? Who's head?
Sebby's setting up. You know, he's having.
Seb knows the truth, but I'm going to allow James in his Christmas to be the head chef for once.
Okay. Yeah.
Sebby's setting up the board games. Tommy's got the guitar out.
Get the guitar.
And who have we all
got? I've got soul, but I'm
never going to live that down, man.
Seb, who have you got coming around?
By the way, it's obviously before I tell you who it is. Obviously, Maradona is there as part
of it. He's already there.
He's at the head of the table.
He's actually already there.
He's at the head of the table.
Yeah,
so we don't go the obvious way and go.
Yeah.
So none of us is picking Maradona.
Two players each. We want it to be a big festive celebration.
Oh. Seb, could you go and get the extra chairs from the garage, please?
Yes.
Can I?
We've got four
and
more.
I say we all have to approve, and we can maybe get a veto if like it's just a straight out no. But I'm going to say my first. If we're getting two.
You say both of yours, Tommy, because I imagine I'm going to veto on both.
So yeah. No, you're not going to veto. Yeah, you're not going to veto one. I have one that I'm definitely bringing in.
This is
a United player. We'll drink to out the king.
Oh, yeah.
He's the leader of our foot. Please, Owen. Please.
Well, Eric's at the door.
Eric, how you doing? You're still doing that fucking shtick, pretending to be interesting, are you? In your cup. Come on, son. Yeah. Cantona's in.
Take a seat.
Thank you.
Do you want a mince pie, Eric?
Thomas. Thomas.
Eric follows the mince, it's because he wants the beef. All right, mate, fucking hell. We've all read fucking Rimbo. I said Crimbo, Eric, not Rimbo.
Yes, that's so my good.
Goal. Oh, this is a good one. This is a really
good one. So that's my,
one.
Ericsson, Maradona. So we've got Diego, Eric, us four. Who's knocking on the door next? Someone's knocking at the door.
Bang, bang, bang.
Owen, could you just make the carrots, chop them a little bit smaller?
I'll get the door.
It's Jurgen Klopp!
Who's having him?
Yeah, Klopp's in.
I'd like that.
Jurgen, come in.
Six. He's got it. You can smoke indoors. You can smoke indoors. Yeah.
Bring him in, Kloppo. Bring him in.
Good guys. very funny Christmas time laugh.
he's brought the dogs.
Enjoyment is fun.
A load of Erdingers.
Harvey Elliott is in the car outside. No Harvey. Food for you, Harvey.
Look at him. It's going to be very cold in there very soon.
Tommy, why are you smoker and believer? You a pauper?
No. Why do I sound like I'm from Spain?
Jurgen Klopp. He'd be great though, wouldn't he?
He would.
Fuck yeah.
I think, yeah.
I love him.
That's a great show.
I love that.
So, yeah, we got Diego Maradona.
James.
Ding dong.
I'll go, guys, again.
Is that you, James?
Mick.
It's Mick.
Great shout.
This is good.
Great shout.
This is good so far.
Big Mick. I bought the crackers. The family didn't want them. They're fucking boring. It's not a very good accent, that. That's not a very good accent. But mix in.
Well, that's fine. You
all right, James.
You've never done a good accent.
Diego, Jürgen.
Eric,
Mick.
This is a fucking real teaser, isn't
right
it?
Now.
Wait, has Seb had any?
Seb hasn't had anyone yet.
Yeah, go on.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, thinking on this for a while.
I have been thinking on this.
Turkeys are going to burn at this point, mate.
Do you know what I'd really like to now? Because I think, and it's a more recent thing, but Emma Hayes.
Oh, yeah, Emma Hayes.
She can fucking come.
Hello.
Hi, Emma, how are you doing?
She'd be a lot of fun, I reckon. B, I think she just oozes football, doesn't she? She absolutely oozes football.
You'd have to Maradona's, you can't sit Emma and Maradona next to each other. She's going to be doing like all sorts of tactics with the salt and pepper and the crumbs.
I think her and Klopp are having a good
she
little
She is the most
good
sound person.
No, I think Klopp and Maradona have disappeared to the little boys' room.
Yes,
and they've left Eric out because he's spouting bollocks.
Yeah, leave Eric alone.
You don't need a fucking line, Eric. Listen to you.
So Mick,
I think Emma and Mick would get on.
I think this is a great set of people. Who's at the door?
Shall I go again, guys?
Go on then.
Shall I go? I'm going to the door, guys.
Hello? No way! Hey! It's Big Meeks. Big Meeks is bursting onto the Boxing Day scene.
Vito. Oh, I work. No. I'm having Big Meeks.
Oh, God. Is anyone?
No.
It's going to give me an headache.
Yeah. It'd be great. He'd be such good value.
Don't get me wrong, he's Sam.
When I worked at Five Live, he was the only one who came and sat with all us lackeys doing that. Who's in your fantasy team, Tommy? He was one of the...
All right, fair enough. Big Meeks is in.
Yeah, fair enough, actually. And you know what? He'd be fun.
He'd be great. You need someone who's got that energy, that fucking...
We've got Klopp, Eric Cantona, Maradona and Seb.
This is true.
You want to throw the Big Meeks match onto that sea of petrol?
Banter bonfire.
Yeah.
I think I can hear the door again.
Yeah.
Who the bloody hell is it now?
Louis van Gaal's army. Merry Christmas.
I think he'd be great.
Michael Carrot.
I think he'd be good fun. You're right. We've said it before.
I know it's two United ones, but I love him.
He's not United.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Louis van Gaal, great.
Louis van Gaal's army.
Imagine what he's sticking on the telly at midnight.
He's the maddest cunt of all of them, mate. Well, Maradona.
He's going straight to Babe Station. Look, you just ring them and they take it off. Look at me,
Diego,
now.
Come on. It's easy. It's so easy.
Tommy, you still have that fleshlight made like...
Last time you were in Amsterdam.
You know, the one made like... the one made like Ronald Koeman's mouth.
That is... And go back to one of our older episodes. We should find the title. But...
Louis van Gaal, Love Doctor.
There we go.
Diego, come here, look. I'm speaking to her on the telly.
You won't believe this.
You call them and look now. She speaks to me. Look, wave. Look, she's now waving, Diego. She's waving.
Say hi, Diego.
I mean, I haven't even got it to who else is going to be there, but it's turned. By 12 o'clock, Louis van Gaal
is on the base station. I need to write these cunts down. Fucking hell.
That is incredible.
Emma Hayes has just cracked open the Warnix.
Yeah.
Oh, Bernard, is that gravy coming on, James? Fucking people are starving over here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've been reducing it 12 hours.
Having a big thing. He's just smiling. He's right, so someone.
I've had my turn.
Ding dong.
Guys, shall I get it? James is busy. James is cooking.
You keep getting the fucking door, Tommy. Just sit down. She's not coming. All right, Fletch.
Oh,
Stevie!
Oh, Mac is in.
Stevie Mac is in. Yeah, you can come in. He's brought Fowler with him as well.
Oh! Oh!
The duo.
The Macker and Growler are in together, yeah?
Yeah, they come
good.
As a
that's
pair.
Good. That's good. That's really good.
Rob's having a hard time. He got...
He got
the team inside to the top of the league and then they sacked him and he won't even tell me what he did. So it must be bad. Any chance? Yeah, get him in.
The job to Max Power.
Get him in.
You can hear their supermarket bags clinking with beers, yeah. Can't you?
Robbie, aren't you a multimillionaire? Bargain booze bag.
Yeah.
I'm having them all day. Yeah. Maca was going to be one of mine, actually, because I love him.
Yeah, I'll be honest. That he was we all very love high Maca, up the don't list.
We? He's very much a mutual one.
Really?
You'll take it very serious, aren't you?
Yeah, because...
Rightly so.
Yeah. Seb, do you know who you should have round?
Come on.
To just give a real wholesome feel. The snow started falling. The last game's finished. Who's at the door? Sir Bobby Robson.
That's nice.
Oh, that's lovely.
Him that and Diego nice. Together.
Oh, yeah.
Bath.
Yeah, but then there's always needs to be a little I bit of frisson on. There doesn't have to be, but there always is a little bit of frisson, isn't there?
No, but Bobby's.
But to be fair, Bobby was angry that he cheated for the first goal, but he was obviously extremely complimentary of the second goal.
Yeah.
So Bobby. So let's have choose his guest.
You're right, sorry.
God, this is fucking. Honestly.
But Bobby can be Santa Claus.
You know who I'd like? Because I think he'd be. You need someone at the end, right? When it's gone before Babes, Louis van Gaal's been on Babes. You need someone.
Mike Schmalling.
Do a bit of singing.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you? Just a
Terry
little
Venables.
Bit.
Is it?
In one.
El Tel
turns up. He's got a couple of bottles of Spain
it.
From his
it.
Gaff. And he's this man managed Barcelona, managed England in Euro 96. He's got some stories to tell, but he's also affable with it.
Yeah, I think Terry Venables. I love El Tel.
You know, he hates all the people that I hate. Alan Sugar, for example. But El Tel, I just think he'd have a lovely air about him. I think amongst all the madness,
yeah,
he'd sit back, let it go a bit wild, but then all of a sudden just click his fingers and then start a few carols.
Rocking around.
I think he'd be really good.
Tree on a happy
I think he'd be good.
Holiday.
El Tel.
I feel sorry for Emma Hayes. Having to referee this pissing contest.
Yeah.
That's true.
But she'd be brilliant at it.
She would be good at it, yeah.
Yeah, she would, because she doesn't take any shit. And she wouldn't
take you
any
won't fuck
And also, she's got the respect.
She wouldn't take brilliant. Any of our shit.
Not now.
No, she wouldn't. But then she would... I think, yeah, fun at certain times, yeah. Emma Hayes, I think. That's the beauty of Emma Hayes. I think she will allow fun.
We're watching one Christmas film and one football match.
Oh, I see.
What Christmas film are we watching and what football match are we all watching together?
All together.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A
we've
nice
got,
one,
we've got a big
nice
room. One. We've got a big room, big old fucking TV.
We're watching Escape to Victory because even though it's not a Christmas film, it is.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a film, the type of film you'd sit
I
around
can
and
agree
watch.
With
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can agree with Escape to Victory.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Jürgen
yeah.
just sits outside in the kitchen for all that.
Smoking.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Jürgen's enjoying this.
Maradona cheering at all the wrong moments.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
El Tel absolutely loving it. Go on, lads.
God,
well, guys, why have we turned off Babe Station? Come on, that was much more fun. Laughs.
Oh, I mean, I don't like the Germans, but
yeah. Escape to Victory.
Okay, what football match? It's going to be tough for us all to agree on one, but.
What about?
That's why there's a host.
Is it too much on the theme of the film? But
you just want to watch the game from a space.
No. England.
You want to watch the battle of Britain?
England, Germany, 5-1. I just think the bewilderment of that will never ever be matched.
I don't want to fuck Klopp off too much.
No, true.
He's a good guy.
Just the bewilderment of that.
He's going to be
okay,
the
lightest. England v Holland 4-1.
Do you know what I'd watch?
Just telling us all the little tidbits.
I'd watch the fucking...
I moved.
Go on.
I'd watch the World Cup final from last year.
I was going to say that as well.
It was
the best game.
Incredible football match and it went on for fucking...
Imagine hearing their thoughts on it. Yeah. Like, them
and it went on for ages.
You know what?
You've got that mad period where Mbappe just shot. Like from the 70th minute onwards just goes.
Oh, I got shivers.
Crazy. Yeah.
Me and Owen were both thinking it, and James said it. I think that's a great match for us to watch, and we get Diego's perspective. We get Van Gaal. We fucking hell.
Oh, like, Diego. Yeah,
Eric.
Eric. Yeah.
To bring it back into close to the realms of reality, what's your favourite Christmas football memory?
Oh, I know mine. My first ever Man United game, it was on Boxing Day 1998-99, which is obviously the treble winning season. And Ryan Giggs, scored two goals and Ronnie Johnson scored one. And the guy sat behind us.
Head like a fucking bowling ball, didn't he, Ronnie Johnson?
Yeah, we're up in the north stand, right in the top, like Nan and Grandad came, like it was
third
about,
tier.
Yeah, right at the top.
Oh, like, it's too high, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but I was obviously in total wonderment and amazement. It's the first time I'd ever been to Old Trafford. I was 8 years old, and I remember it so well. The bloke behind us was going on all game that he had his bet was, I think it was three. He got the scoreline correct. Pretty sure it was against Nottingham Forest. Pretty sure we won 3-0, and he had Ronnie Johnson to score. And when Ronnie Johnson scored his goal, I just remember that's one of my first memories of football. This guy sat behind us going absolutely fucking wild because he just won like 100 quid or something. But yeah, I was with my nan and granddad, my granddad, aka Seb, who's tattooed on my arm. Went the whole family, like brothers and sisters.
Oh,
it was like proper, yeah, never forget it. And I also went to the reverse fixture away that season where we won 8-1 and Ollie scored four goals. So. Nice. Yeah,
that's pretty fucking good. That
Boxing Day 1998.
First ever United game.
First ever United game. Boxing Day 98.
First ever United game or at Old Trafford? You know,
you've been first ever United game. 8 years old. Yeah, 1998.
That's great. That's good. I mean, that's pretty good to be honest.
James,
very very easy. The 27th of December 2019. Wolverhampton Wanderers 3, Manchester City 2.
Yes.
Those special home games around Christmas where you've gone back home to where you've moved from. Your brother's there, your friends who have also moved away from home are back to watch it again. Your friends who still live in your hometown are there to watch it again. You're in the pub beforehand, decorations are up, the condensation's on the windows, people have got their fucking Santa hats on and their jumpers, whatever, freezing outside.
That's lovely.
And there's the people who you used to see every single week at the stadium as well. Not people you know.
Yes.
Not people you know, not people you talk to, but people you'll recognise for the rest of your life because for the first 15 years, 20 years of your life, you stood next to them or near them. You know, once every 2 weeks. So they're all those characters that you see, the bloke who rips up his betting slip and chucks it in the air in the first goal every week, the bloke with the sweets, bloke who shouts like a maniac. You see all those characters there. And that day, that evening, it all came together because, you know, the classic, perfect amount, 3 pints before kickoff, a bag of a bag of chips on the way and a scallop, you know, the potato
scallop.
Fried potatoes.
Oh, I love a potato scallop. Love a potato.
Yeah. Oh. Me, my brother, my dad and my good friend Matt, who...
Ratty, the nonce.
The nonce.
Shit cunt.
Jamie Redknapp.
Billy the cunt.
Yeah.
Freezing. Jamie Redknapp.
Jamie Redknapp is incredible.
Yeah. Incredible.
Oh, but there, you know, Wolves go 2-0 down. Then you know, Edison gets sent off.
Yes.
And then...
For crimes against hairstyles.
Yeah. And then Adama Traore, Raul Jimenez, and finally Matthew the Doc Doherty. Turn it on
Wolves,
and we win 3-2.
That's
peak Wolves.
Peak Wolves. And just, you know, everything about it. All those moments, the temperature, the atmosphere, its proximity to Christmas, seeing all the people, and we win 3-2 against Manchester City. Take some beating, that will.
Oh.
In my books.
From a game perspective, I think going to Villa Park with my uncle to watch so I could see Ruud Gullit, which I've talked about on this podcast before, just because I remember how fucking hungover I was. Remember how bad my throat was.
Was that around Christmas, was it?
It was Boxing Day.
Oh, was it? I didn't know that. Or I didn't remember.
The whole end on Boxing Day. That was throbbing.
Stinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stinking. Oh, and I smelled worse than any of them. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. The...
Stinking.
Oh, I remember having a fucking shaky pint in like I started to feel like I was 18, I started to feel like an adult and like, oh my god, a plastic
Bad
I didn't want a pint, I just wanted a cup of tea.
Yeah.
But yeah. And so that was a good memory because of like, and I've been to I've been to quite a lot of football with my dad on Boxing Day as well. So all those things, but also both getting my first pair of boots and then buying Zappa a pair of boots and a Liverpool shirt for Christmas as well. And then I also remember buying my nephew his first Liverpool kit for Christmas a few years ago, and I went pre-COVID, and I went up for Christmas morning, and he opened it and then put it on, and I remember that, and it was great.
Is a great
Arlo 10. I remember having to fucking order it and get it in time. And Christmas ins and outs then, James. Specific to Christmas.
Great show. Owen, that's why he's the host.
Yeah, he's the master.
Why is the host?
Yeah.
My Christmas in, it's just that. I don't know, there's a weird feeling, isn't there, waking up on Christmas morning? It's just a different morning.
Yeah.
And it's been different in every stage of your life. You've gone from wonderful, like, child in wonderment to fucking hanging out your hoop as a teenager, or waking up in different houses going, fuck, I've got to get to breakfast at my dad's because then I've got to get back to my mum's and stuff like that. So then now it's like, and I know there's more time to come, but I'm an earlier riser than Boo and Zach, so I have a bit of time there just to go out and like, okay, the presents are there, and
nothing.
Just Christmas morning itself before everything, because later in the day you can be going, it's been a fucking shit one. This has to be bit in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything's possible.
Anything is.
There's
possible.
A real.
I like that. That is good.
When I used to work in Sainsbury's on the tills when I was like 16 to 18.
I did as well.
On the tills, loved it.
I was shelf stuck.
I was shop floor, not
tills. I was too. Yeah.
I always really liked the build up, so up until Christmas Eve, really, because everyone was so optimistic. People would be buying the food that they knew their sons and daughters, or mom and dads, or uncle and aunts. Like, they'd be, you know, the little extra bits they'd be getting their fucking Wensleydale and cranberry.
Have we got enough roses? Have you got enough roses?
All this, like, and people up to that day, and this is why I love this time of year, actually. People are very optimistic.
Yeah.
They're very, very optimistic. They're looking forward to things. Yeah. And you're right, though, like that morning bit, the Christmas Day morning, that's lovely because the whole thing's there ahead of you. But
you're
definitely
not working on Christmas morning, are you? I mean,
My dad is this year.
Saying that, I have a lot.
But I think my Christmas in actually is going for a walk.
Nice.
Going for a walk on Christmas Day or Boxing Day, whenever one of those 2 days, making sure the whole family, whoever you're with, family, friends, whoever it might
be. Wherever.
Leave the house, go for an hour's walk on your own, get away from the telly, away from the presents.
Yeah. 9 of them don't want to do it. But,
get out, put your fucking shoes on, put your trainers on, put your coat on, get out, get some fresh air, have a walk.
Seb.
Mine's not as wholesome as that. Yours or Owen's.
So that's all right.
We need variation.
Yes, we do. Greg's festive bake.
Yes, I love you.
I fucking love it.
I love you.
I had a sandwich, Greg. I've had the Christmas sandwiches and all that sort of stuff, but nothing can quite do it than the gloop of the Christmas cheer that's the Greg's gloop. Christmas.
Is it turkey, cranberry, gravy?
Stuff
it, little bit of stuff
that's what
in
it
there
says
well.
On the. That's what it says on the packet.
I bet it's fucking banging.
It is honestly great.
I might get one on the way home.
Yeah. Honestly.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Honestly.
I might have to get one on the way
That's out. My Christmas in. And obviously there's a lot more wholesome things to that, but that's my...
What's yours, Tom?
My in is getting the gift that you really want for Christmas. I have a really specific memory of Christmas of throwing a bit of a tantrum because...
You?
because I didn't get the Power Rangers toy that I wanted. You know...
That's it.
I didn't get it from Mum and Dad. I didn't get it from Mum and Dad. This is 2019. No, this is 1997, I think. And I didn't get it from Mum and Dad, but Nan and Grandad used to come around in the afternoon. It was the only thing I cared about getting. And, you know, I'm very lucky that, like, both I got presents off Mum and Dad and then Nan and Grandad would come around later. But I thought I hadn't got it, so I was sulking for about 2 hours. And then Nan and Grandad came around and they did that thing where they pretended that they're like, oh, wait, Tom, there's one more present in the car, actually, that Santa, I think he forgot to bring it this morning, and it was the Power Rangers toy. Yeah. So that Power Rangers toy is my favourite ever Christmas present.
It's in.
I think that's nice.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
I like that.
Out.
My missus buys very good presents, but she buys things that I need, want.
Yeah.
So she's very functional with it. So they're all, like, they're things that I'll still be using 10 years later.
Yes.
But... Yeah, I'm a bit of a fucking diva. Give me something I don't really need but looks sparkly. Come on, I'm a Leo. I can
like know. The Power Rangers toy. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. I have a lot.
I get you, man.
A lot of outs for Christmas. I love it, but I'm thinking.
I've got a basic one, but it's straight top of my head. Brussels sprouts. I know you can do them nice these days, and they're very hyped up these days. Like, Brussels sprouts are actually nice, but nah, not for me.
Stir fry, balsamic vinegar, a bit of bacon.
Yeah, I've done all that. They're fine, but I just, fundamentally don't like the taste.
The washing up, because...
Great show.
I don't do a lot of washing up, I'll be honest.
Do you not?
No. Got a dishwasher for a start. Okay, Boo does more of it. I'm a bit fucking lazy around the house at the moment. It's something I need to address, because I wasn't for a long time, but, developed routines.
Yeah.
But there'll be a fucking lot of it. But... both my sisters-in-law will be there, and they're both quite handy on it, one of them especially, so I could avoid it. But yeah, I worked as a KP for a long time. I just hate it.
Traumatic.
God.
I hate the smell, I hate all of it.
I did 2 weeks of KP and then was off to Sainsbury's. The high life at Sainsbury's.
Two weeks working for Kevin Peterson.
And he was a top bloke.
If you ever look at a KP, for anyone listening who doesn't know what a KP is, it's the person that washes dishes and everything. And
a kitchen porter.
A kitchen porter. Yeah. Yeah, but people might not even
I know James only calls them plongeurs because he read Down and Out in Paris in London once.
Wanker.
You're the wanker, mate, if anyone is.
If anyone ever thinks, has it looked at a KP and thought, I could do that easy.
Oh.
Just try and fill in one day who's usually a KP.
Sunday roast as well.
A busy night, 200 covers. Fuck.
You're dead. You're so far behind the person who usually does it. It's insane.
And the physical exhaustion.
Yeah, Zach tells me he's got some KP in work when he comes back from this wedding and he's gone to, and I was like, festive as well.
Ooh. Yeah. Good luck, son.
It's fucking push, man.
Quality Street.
Out.
Crap chocolate.
Yeah, fucking
agree.
Crap chocolate.
I agree.
You want crap.
I want heroes or something.
Even more so now.
No, they're all shit.
Even more so now in the eras of heroes and heroes is probably just it. I can't remember. Either way.
Miniature heroes.
Never. They'd never. Quality Street's never been good. It's crap. It's just crap chocolate. There's a reason why no one buys Quality Street
before. Oh, no, hang on. The toffees are good.
Yeah.
The round ones in the gold.
But then they're always the ones that are left at the end.
I like the packaging, the foils and the plastics.
Well, they got like a 10 pot
in this day and age, James. In this day and age, it's no good.
My Christmas out is the unnecessary stress that people place upon themselves to provide what they see as the perfect Christmas. My mom gets very stressed that she's got the right presents. Yeah. My dad gets very stressed that the meal that he has to make... By the way, my dad cooks himself and the family essentially a Christmas dinner, I would say, 3 times a week. Honestly, he cooks himself.
But there's no
meat,
family now, is there? It's just him and your mum.
Yeah, okay, but even so, he cooks one for four. We only ever have 10 rounds, so it's just double the amount. They stress themselves out so much for it. I think everyone just chill. Everyone
take a breath.
Just chill. And, you know, where you listen to this today, Boxing Day, you might have family coming around tomorrow to do your second Christmas. Why pick one of the two of them? Just enjoy both of them.
Do you know my favourite thing about Christmas, actually?
Go on.
A good post-roast dinner Trump. About 3 hours later. This has been reminding you why you love Christmas.
Funny.
He's been Rudolph. There's Santa. And over there is Santa's little helper. Recorded as ever at Spiritland. If you are listening to this, it means things have gone either very right or very wrong. Please review and rate and share by the magazine.
None of that was supposed to happen. We had a whole other episode laid out.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Love you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Okay, turn point.
Are you hanging all your stockings on the wall? Reminding You Why You Love Football is a Monday Owl and Football co-production. Produced by Tommy Stewart and Seb White, hosted by me, Owen Blackhurst, and recorded on the run.